WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson is in Tampa covering the Republican National Convention. He had a chance yesterday to hear from a number of Ohioans as they address the convention. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Maria.
So it's been a busy few days, and yesterday Ohio's Governor John Kasich got to speak. You had a chance to hear him. He sort of walked a bit of a tightrope with what he had to say. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, I mean, he was talking about what he considers to be the success story of Ohio under his administration. You know, he was talking about going from 48th in the nation in job creation to 4th in the nation, and talking about the budget that he passed without raising taxes, and talking about the economy in Ohio, which is doing somewhat better than the national average in terms of the jobs. And basically he was saying that, you know, we could do even better if we did not have President Obama standing in the way. Now, you know, Democrats have a wholly different view of Kasich, that, you know, he slashed government, local government spending and money for schools, and a lot of people lost their jobs or had their taxes raised locally because of that.
Now, did you find the reaction from the crowd was very strong with what he had to say? Did you have much chance to talk with the delegates from Ohio about his speech?
Yeah, they were. I mean, they were ecstatic about it. They thought he was great, you know. And they, you know, the Ohio delegation on the floor, which has a very good position by the podium, they were just going wild over him.
They also got to hear from another native son in House Speaker John Boehner. He talked about his Ohio roots last night, a little bit about that blue-collar background.
Yeah, John, you know, grew up in Reading, you know, had 11 brothers and sisters. I mean, he came from a background, his father and his uncles ran a bar in Reading, and he weaved that into his speech as kind of a dig at President Obama, that, you know, if somebody who came into their bar and said that, well, you didn't build this bar, we'd throw him out. And that was a great applause line, and, you know, the whole arena was responding very well to that.
Now, you had a little bit of private time, at least the media, some of the media did, with Boehner, and he referred to some of the things Rick Santorum had told the Ohio delegation, and they don't seem to agree.
No, I mean, Rick Santorum, you know, argues for making social issues like abortion, same-sex marriage, contraception, you know, part of the, a prominent part of the Romney-Ryan campaign, and Boehner and Rob Portman and John Kasich and others say, no, this is, you know, those are important issues to a lot of people. But this election is about jobs and the economy, period. And that's what we have to run on.
A number of the delegates are attending for the first time. I know you got to talk to some of them yesterday. What's their reaction to what the whole convention scene is like?
Oh, they're, I mean, the Ohio people are generally having a good time. They've got sort of logistical problems because they're out pretty far out in North Tampa, and they're sort of isolated. I think they were glad to get down to the convention center and actually get on the floor last night and do something. You know, they're not as bad off as some delegations. Some delegations are across on the other side of Tampa Bay and St. Pete and Clearwater and even beyond. So the Ohio people are kind of lucky. At least they're in Tampa.
Is that common for the hotels to be that spread out at a convention?
It is in some cities, you know, where you can't accommodate the 50,000-plus people who show up for a convention. You have to spread it out. And, you know, if it were Cincinnati, we'd have people probably all the way, you know, almost practically to Dayton staying in hotels.
One little quirky thing that you wrote about yesterday, and real briefly, the Ohio delegation all can be noticed by their name tags. You want to explain those?
Well, they've got these badges that Fran DeWine, the wife of Attorney General Mike DeWine, makes every 4 years. She's done it for the last six conventions. They're called Buckeye badges. They're Ohio-specific badges and attached to them are real Buckeyes from the trees on their farm near Cedarville. And they're very popular, and everybody loves them. And most everybody wears them, you know, mostly to the convention sessions. It's kind of the Ohio signature, like Wisconsin cheeseheads or something.
Well, Howard, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Marianne.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can chat with him live online tomorrow at noon. Sign up now at thenewwvxu.org.